The question was asked as far as the responsibility of kibud horim, honoring one's parents when one did gear, when one became Jewish, converted. So technically, the Torah teaches us that when one converts, it's considered as though he's born fresh, and technically his parents are not his parents, meaning technically we don't allow this, but if a person becomes a ger and his mother became a ger, so technically they can marry. They're not considered connected. It's considered like they both are starting from scratch. We don't allow it, but technically she's not considered his mother based on halacha. So it's not exactly kibud avayim that he owes his mother, but these are the people that bore him, and these are the people who brought him to this world and brought him this far. So there's an aspect, just like anyone else that helps us, that we owe our parents a certain amount of hakarat hatov. And every child looks back at his parents and says, well, they did this and they did that and they weren't fair about this. My father has a saying. My father says, we are all our parents' survivors. People think you're a survivor if you came out of the Holocaust. No, you're a survivor if you lived through a childhood. Every person has things which he says, my parents, oh, you know, thank God I'm not a bank robber. Thank God I survived. So my father says that. I don't know if I could say that. I wouldn't want to say that. But I could quote my father saying that, right? My father used to tell us that as kids when we had complaints. My father said, even if you're right, you'll have to survive. You'll survive. but there's a lot of depth to that, if you think about it. Every person can walk around the room and say, you know why I'm like this? Well, my mother didn't give me cereal. All my classmates, they all had all these junky cereals and I didn't have it. All my classmates, they had Tommy Hilfiger pants and I didn't. And everyone else, everyone could give a list a mile long why their parents treated them worse than everyone else's parents. And that's why they're like this. At the end of the day, we're responsible to outgrow that. And we're also responsible to look back and recognize the good they did for us and the fact that they did bring us to this world. And there's an element of hakarat hatov that we have to recognize the good. You know, we say in Shir HaMalos, Ur'ei b'tuv Yerushalayim. We should merit to see the good in Jerusalem. So my father always used to tell us, you walk down the streets, there are two ways you could look at Jerusalem. You could look at Jerusalem and say, boy, the stones on the floor, it's so hard to walk around here. There's so much smog. The streets are cramped. You could walk around Jerusalem and be bitter. Or you could walk around Jerusalem and see the good of Jerusalem. Or a bituv Yerushalayim, David HaMelech said. We should merit to see the good in Jerusalem. You could be in Jerusalem and not see good. You could be in the best place on earth and not see good. So we should merit to see the good. By the same token, when a person looks at his parents, he should be fair enough to look back and see the good. And part of it is also maturing, having the capacity to forgive, to forgive and move on. And very often we stick to the point, well, I was right. Okay, so you were right. And how many times are you going to be wrong and your kids will be right? Would you want them to hold a grudge for years because they were right? So there's an aspect where a person has to know, provided that it doesn't kill him. There was once a guy who called up and said, my father beats me, even though I'm 22, 23, he's this, he's that. So he doesn't have to do kibud avayim. A person doesn't have to do kibud avayim when it's harmful to them. And I gave an extreme example. Obviously, the applications, each time a person can consult the rabbi, figure out the application. How do you apply that? And there's psychological abuse, there's physical abuse, and then there are people who call everything abuse. So that's a tough one to call the shots on. But a person has to know within limits, like the halacha says, if a person's parents are going to drive his spouse crazy, the spouse doesn't have to put up with them. One of the things it says in halacha is the spouse could say, I agreed to marry you. I didn't marry your parents. I don't have to live with them here. There is such a concept in halacha. So a person has to know to a point. I always tell chatanim, you have kibud avayim. You should call your parents and tell them good morning, but you don't have to do it from home. Show up to work 10 minutes early and call and tell them good morning and hear how they're doing. You know, your wife doesn't have to hear it. If it gets on your wife's nerves, don't do it at home. Get a calling card, call from work. I mean, a person has to be smart and figure out a good way to do it. But at the end of the day, a person does have to know that he has a responsibility to show his appreciation and to give thanks and to honor his parents. Now, if a person is a ger, so he doesn't owe them the honor per se, but there's an aspect where a person should still be a man, should still be a good human being. Yeah. On this point, there's something else. Yeah.
You mentioned the fellow whose father was abusive to him. But doesn't it say in the Shulchan Aruch that if your father spits in your face and smacks you and rips your nicest shirt, that you're required to just stand there and take it?
It says that you shouldn't shame them. It doesn't say you have to stand there. You could walk away. Says it's a discussion in halacha, and again, I didn't say it because they were shaming, because two things. A, that example was a mother who was insane. So what's her son going to say? She's insane. That's an example that's brought in the Gemara, that the the mother was insane, and he, Dama ben Nisina, the son, was standing in front of the assembly, in front of the Senate. And all the senators were there, and he was wearing his honorable clothing. And she walks up to him and says, "Son, what's wrong with you?" She started ripping at his clothing, spitting in his face. And as she's doing this, her shawl started falling off. So he grabbed it and supported her shawl. And Chazal said he was a non-Jew. Chazal said we have to learn from him the concept of kibud av v'aim, and that's what's quoted in halacha. Now, in halacha, it's also discussed to what extent do we take this. Meaning, yes, one doesn't shame one's parent, but at the same time, that doesn't mean one has to stand there and see his possessions destroyed. And a person is supposed to honor one's parents, and that's provided that it doesn't come to him at a substantial cost. Meaning, if it's a matter of time, so time we have to invest. For money, we don't really have to invest. The question over there is, do we shame them? So then we don't shame them even at a cost. So you could walk away, you could run away. Saying, yeah. He could, right? The Gemara tells us there was an Amora whose mother was crazy. So he tried, she said, "Find me a husband." So he went out and found her husband, some guy that was willing to marry her. And then she said, "I want a good-looking guy like you." So he realized that he just wasn't going to please her. So he packed up his bags, he left people in charge of her, he put her in some kind of home, and he went to Israel. He ran away to learn. He said, "This isn't going to work." And then he heard that she... What? What'd you say? Well, he heard she was coming after him. He was in Israel and he got word that she's coming. So he packed his bags and he went to greet her. "His mother's coming, your parents come, you're supposed to greet them at the airport." So he went out to greet her. Then he heard that it was her coffin coming. She had died and it was her body coming to be buried. So he went back to learn. She was buried. But... yeah, a person doesn't have to stand there and accept abuse. A person has to keep it avim, provided that it's not harmful to him. Again, I mean, this concept can be abused. A person can always say, well, like we said, it's always, they get on my nerves, this, that. Okay, that doesn't count. It has to be something substantial.